city. I dreamed of Alaska, so far away.
Apologize.
Otto!
What? Apologize. Are you totally deranged? You pompous, stuck-up, snot-nosed, English, giant, twerp, scumbag.
Very interesting. You're a true vulgarian, aren't you?
You're the vulgarian, you... Now apologize!
What, me to you? Apologize.
All right, I apologize.
You're really sorry?
I'm really, really sorry. I apologize unreservedly.
Oh, and I'm sorry.
Hey friends, Stephen Emmett here for your listening pleasure. That was Brenda Lee, Little Miss Dynamite herself. She recorded that when she was 15 years old in 1960. I don't know what she had to apologize for, but this is also my apology to you, dear listeners, and my vast listening audience about my very clumsy edits of last week that made some parts of the show difficult to hear. Enough said about that, except that I was trying so hard to impress a certain young woman I have met, most charming and alluring, age appropriate, I may say. And I was trying to show off and listen to the show the same time you're listening to it up there. And so much for that. I am going to remix it, and you'll hear it again in May, okay? Enough of that. I was going to do a whole show on apologies, but it's too much. The format of today's show is like the original underground FM stations. FM appeared on the radio scene in the late 60s and the early 70s, bringing with it high-fidelity stereo, which allowed for big speakers in your living room and to hear these great, lush, and rich, and you'd hear these great, full sounds. Today, everybody is listening on their earbuds. Sorry, it's not the same. It's like watching Lawrence of Arabia on your cell phone. The original stations were small and barely commercial, and the vibe would be whatever time of day it was, and whether or not the DJ's pot dealer had showed up or not. So this is going to be a free form of just things that cross my playlist.
Thank you. phone ring. Saw my baby there. She was stretched out on my long white table. So cold, so sweet, so sweet, so fair. Let it go.
Nine-pound hammer, just a little too heavy for my size, for my size. I'm going on the mountain, gonna see my baby, but I ain't coming back. Well, I ain't coming back. Roll on, buddy, don't you roll so slow. Well, how can I roll when the wheels won't go? Roll on, buddy, pull your load of coal. Tell me, how can I pull when the wheels won't roll? John Henry, but it won't get me. Ain't it gonna get me? Well, I'm just a poor boy, a long ways from home, down in Tennessee, down in Tennessee. Roll on, buddy, don't you roll so slow. Tell me, how can I roll when the wheels won't go? Roll on, buddy, pull your load of coal. How can I pull when the wheels won't roll? It's a long way to Harlan. It's a long way to Hazard. Just to get a little brew. Just to get a little brew. When I'm long gone, just make my tombstone out of number nine coal. Old number nine coal. Roll on, buddy. Don't you roll so slow. Tell me, how can I roll when the wheels won't go? Roll on, buddy. Pull your load of coal. Now, how can I pull when the wheels won't roll? Roll so slow. Tell me, how can I roll when the wheels won't go? Hold on, buddy. Pull your load of coal. Tell me, how can I pull when the wheels won't roll?
So we began the segment with Earl Scruggs and Friends playing the classic Foggy Mountain Breakdown. Earl, of course, the one half of Flat and Scruggs, brought bluegrass to America's ears on the as the soundtrack of the Beverly Hillbillies in the late 50s. Earl went on to be a darling of the emerging folk and folk rock movement, since he appreciated young people and their music. So listen to this, Friends. On banjo, Earl Scruggs and Steve Martin, a virtuoso banjo player in his own right. Acoustic guitar, Randy Scruggs. Electric guitar solos, Vince Gill and Albert Lee. Dobro, Jerry Lewis, mandolin, Marty Stewart, fiddle, Glenn Duncan, piano, Paul Schaefer of Letterman Show, organ, Leon Russell, harmonica, Gary Scruggs, his son, drums, Harry Stinson, who plays with Marty Stewart to this day, and bass, Glenn Wharf. And that was followed by St. James Infirmary, Hugh Laurie, English actor, most well known in America for House. I don't know how those English guys have American accents so well. He's one of the few actors that's a really great musician. Well, there's a few others. You know, I think of the Bacon Brothers and Kiefer Sutherland is the real deal. That was followed by 9 Pound Hammer, Merle Travis. Travis' style of finger picking. That thumb just goes back and forth like a rhythm machine, and one finger dances over the rest of the strings to give you that incredible melody. We'll be right back.
told you lately that I love you? Have I told you there's no one above you? Well, my heart with gladness, take away my sadness. Ease my trouble, that's what you do. All the morning sun and all its glory graces day with hope and comfort too. And you fill my life with laughter. You can make it better. Ease my trouble, that's what you do. Cause the love is divine. And it judges its mind like the sun. At the end of the day, we should give thanks and pray to the one. Say, have I told you lately that I love you? Have I told you there's no one above you? Fill my heart with gladness. Take away my sadness. Ease my troubles, that's what you do.
That was Johnny and the Hurricanes, an American group from Toledo, Ohio, who found major success in the late 50s and early 60s. Johnny Paris, not his real name, of course. And I knew I'd heard of them before because in 1962, they were headlining at the Star Club in Hamburg, Germany, where a little-known band called The Beatles was in their opening act. That was followed by Misty, Stan Getz. Misty is one of those songs that every moment of every day it is being played somewhere in the universe. Followed by Van Morrison, Have I Told You Lately? I don't know, Van, have you?
Thank you. There is a house down in New Orleans. They call the rising sun, and it's been the ruin of many poor girls and me. Oh God, I'm a one. My mother was a tailor. She sewed these new blue jeans. My sweetheart was a gambler, Lord, down in New Orleans. The only thing a gambler needs is a suitcase and a trunk, and the only time he's satisfied is when he's on a drunk. Fills his glasses up to the brim, and he'll pass the cards around, and the only pleasure he gets out of life is rambling from town to town. Oh, tell my baby sister not to do what I have done. But John, that house in New Orleans, they call the rising sun. Well, it's 1 foot on the platform and the other foot on the train. I'm going back to New Orleans to wear that ball. I'm going back to New Orleans. My race is almost run. I'm going back to end my life down in the rising sun. They call the rising sun. It's been the ruin of many poor girls and me. Oh God, I'm a one.
February, June, or July. No time, ain't no time to stay. Outdoors and spoons, so shine on harvest moon for me and my gal.
The night was mighty dark, so you could hardly see. The moon refused to shine. Couples sitting underneath the willow tree. For love they pine. Little maid was kind of afraid of darkness. So she said, I guess I'll go. Boy began to sigh. Looked up at the sky. Told the moon his little tale of
west in the covered wagon. That's my kind of life. Blazing new frontiers, facing danger, privation, and death. Is that my kind of life?
Now remember, Painless, you promised to love, honor, and protect me.
Yeah, let's do it in the order named.
All right, get moving, folks. We'll get a good early start. The sooner we get past that Indian country, the better.
Indian country? Do we have to go that way?
Now, Painless, I'll be with you. You're not afraid, are you?
No, I can always get another scalp.
Let's go.
Yeah.
All right, folks, let's get going. Yahoo! 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 Yahoo!
My husband.
We'll take this trail to the right.
Yeah, we better. That one leads deep into Indian country. Well, let's get home. We got a long haul before night.
All right.
A western ranch is just a branch of nowhere junction to me. Give me the city where living's pretty and the gals wear finery. East is east and west is west and the wrong one I have chose. Let's go where you'll keep on wearing those frills and flowers and buttons and bows, rings and things and buttons and bows. Don't bury me in this prairie, take me where the cement grows. Let cats move down to some big town where they love a gal by the cut of her clothes, and you'll stand out in buttons and bows. I love you in buckskin or skirts that you've homespun, but I love you longer, stronger, where your friends don't tote a gun. My bones denounce the buckboard bounce, and the cactus hurts my toes. Let's vamoose where gals keep using those silks and satins and linen that shows, and you're all mine in buttons and bows. Give me eastern trimming where women are women in high silk hose and peekaboo clothes and French perfume that rocks the room, and you're all mine. Bows, buttons and bows, buttons and bows, buttons and bows.
See, she's sleeping.
House of the Rising Sun. Traditional folk song, Bob Dylan's version. He stole from Dave Van Ronk. But anyway, Bob is Bob. Shine on Harvest Moon, the Boswell Sisters, recorded in 1931. I think we'll be listening to a lot of music from the 30s and the 40s for our own edification. And finally, Buttons and Bows, Bob Hope, the 1948 movie Paleface, one of the funniest movies of all times. So if you youngsters don't know who Bob Hope is, grab yourself a DVD, because he sort of originated a lot of what comedy is today. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll go out with Careless Highway by our man Gordon Lightfoot, and then City of New Orleans, Arlo Guthrie's hit, written by Steve Goodman, the pride and joy of the Old Town School of Folk Music.
Picking up the pieces of my sweet shattered dream, I wonder how the old folks are tonight. Her name was Anne, and I'll be damned if I recall her face. She left me not knowing what to do. Every highway, let me slip away on you. Every highway, seen better days, the morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Every highway, let me slip away on you. Times I love best, I wonder if she'll ever do the same. Now the thing that I call living is just being satisfied with knowing I got no one left to blame. Every highway I got to see you, my old flame. Every highway you seem better days, the morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Every highway, let me slip away, slip away. away on you. Searching through the fragments of my dream-shattered sleep, I wonder if the years have closed your mind. I guess it must be wanderlust or trying to get free from the good old faithful feeling we once knew. Every highway, let me slip away on you. Every highway, you've seen the better days, the morning after blues, and my head down to my shoes. Every highway, let me slip away on you. Let me slip away on you. Every highway, I got to see you, my old friend. Every highway, you've seen better days, the morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Every highway, let me slip away on you.
Changing cars in Memphis, Tennessee. is rolling down to the sea. But all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream, and the steel rail still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his songs again, the passengers will please refrain. This train got to disappear in railroad blues. Good night, America, how are you? Said, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone.